Chapter 7.
"Everyone, please clear your desks," announced Mr. Mitchell. "It's time for a quiz." The class groaned. Tyrae slouched back into his chair and stared at his worn copy of Lord of the Flies. He hadn't read past the second page. The last thing he wanted to do was read about a bunch of rich white kids in some jungle. What did that have to do with anything? Tyrae's face still ached from his fight with Dad. His mind kept racing over his talk with Mom, the prison forms hidden in his room, and Warren sitting alone in a cell a few hours away. The quiz landed on his desk. Tyrae wrote his name and glanced at the questions he knew he couldn't answer. Next to him, Tasha silently signaled to Janelle for an answer to item 2. Janelle mimed answer choice C, careful to keep an eye on Mr. Mitchell. They were cheating. Tyrae had seen it countless times and never cared, but now, after everything, it suddenly annoyed him. Tasha and her friends would get another good grade while he would get an F. Then they'd act as if they were perfect and he was a loser. But it was all fake. "You ain't no better than me," he mumbled to himself. At the bottom of the sheet were 3 essay questions. He had to answer 1. Number 1, why do you think everyone picked on Piggy? Explain. Number 2, even though they know it's wrong, many join in the violence. Why? Number 3, would today's students behave the same as those in Lord of the Flies? Explain your answer. Tyrae's head throbbed. He was weary from not sleeping. He knew there was no point trying to write about a book he didn't read, but the words "join in the violence" caught his eyes. Many sitting around him had been there in the cafeteria the day he and Daryl fought. He remembered the looks in their eyes as they cheered, "Fight! Fight! Fight!" After Tyrae's wrist cracked and started swelling, some snickered as if it was all a joke. They were quick to laugh again when he tried to give Lark the iPod. Some might even have seen his fight with Jupiter and Keenan, though no one bothered to help. "I don't need no book to tell me about violence. I've been there," he thought to himself. Tyrae grabbed his pen and jotted some words on his quiz sheet. "People in this school are either cowards or animals. The animals travel in packs, ready to gang up on you if they think it'll get them something. Popularity, reputation, whatever. It don't matter that it's not right because it gets them what they want. The cowards are people that join the animals because they are scared. They're afraid to stand up to them because they know if they do, they'll be called a snitch or get jumped next time."
"I don't want to be neither. Any book that says this is realistic."
Tyrae turned in his paper and slumped in his seat as Mr. Mitchell waited for everyone to finish. The teacher glanced at Tyrae's sheet as he collected the rest of the quizzes. He then circled to the side of the room. Tyrae knew by the look on his face that he was about to start another one of his discussions. Tyrae rolled his eyes.
"Okay, so imagine you're on the island with the boys in this book. They begin to pick on the younger kids and then turn on Piggy. What do you think you would do? Be honest."
The class was silent. Tyrae noticed Tasha and Janelle whisper something about Piggy being overweight. Then they both looked at Harold. The heavy boy was motionless in his seat, as if he was trying to hide.
"Well, for one, I wouldn't be going around cutting pigs' heads off and smearing blood everywhere. That's just nasty," said Jamie.
A few students mumbled in agreement. Tyrae was surprised. The description didn't sound like any book Mr. Mitchell would assign. He glanced at the cover. An odd white face peered back at him. Leaves and branches were in his hair. Something next to the face was stained red. It looked like a body.
"For real, I think these kids are messed up, Mr. Mitchell," said Rodney from the other side of the room. "Ain't none of us psycho like that."
He snuck a quick glance at Tyrae.
"Well, maybe one of us is,"
whispered Janelle under her breath to Tasha. Tyrae knew it was an insult aimed at him, though he wasn't sure Janelle meant for him to hear it. He wanted to say something back to her, but he knew it would turn ugly if he did. Instead, he scratched at his cast and noticed Lark's writing. It had already faded slightly. T's promise. He imagined himself paying her back, looking at Lark's face as he handed her the money he had stolen. Maybe her smile would light up like it sometimes did when they talked, or maybe whatever haunted her would stop for a while.
Either way, he would finally do something good, no matter what Dad said or his classmates thought. He held on to the image like a lifeline. Tyree? It was Mr. Mitchell's voice. He looked up to see the teacher staring at him.
Huh?
Some people snickered. Tasha smirked.
You're on the island. You see kids roughing up Piggy, he explained. You think it's realistic that young people would behave this way?
Tyree gazed at the teacher. He was certain Mr. Mitchell knew he hadn't read the book. Was he trying to embarrass him? The entire class seemed to stop breathing as they waited for his answer. It was almost as if they wanted him to mess up, as if they were eager for another chance to kick him while he was down.
Man, I don't know about no island, he huffed, feeling their stares crawl over him. But I know people in school who do that. Some are here right now. Happens every day. Everybody knows it, but they just keeping quiet because they don't want to snitch, he said, thinking of Tasha's quiz and then of Londell James.
People everywhere were doing something wrong, and other people knew it but said nothing.
I hope you ain't acting like you're any better, Jamie said, looking over at Daryl. Not after what you've done.
Easy, Jamie, Mr. Mitchell said, cautioning her.
Tyree sat up in his seat, ignoring the teacher.
I ain't never said I didn't do nothing wrong, but some of you are acting like you're saints or something, he snapped. Who's ganging up now, huh? But it's all good. I don't need no little gang to hide behind, he said, unable to hide the bitterness in his voice. I don't need none of y'all.
The class hushed as if Tyree's words sucked the air out of the room. Jamie's jaw dropped as if she couldn't believe what she had just heard. Tyree didn't care. He leaned back in his chair and stared down at his cast. Mr. Mitchell nodded thoughtfully.
I never said talking about this would be easy, but it's important. It's how we learn from each other, so I ask that you show each other some respect. Now, according to Tyree, what we're reading isn't that different from our own school, he said, holding his copy of Lord of the Flies. What do the rest of you think? Is Bluford that rough?
The room was quiet for several moments. Tyree squirmed, waiting for the class to end. Finally, Daryl Mercer spoke up.
It can be, he said, eyeing Tyree, but not usually in class. It's what happens after class or in, like, the bathroom or the gym.
Nah, it's rough everywhere, added Harold without turning his head. Tyree had hardly ever heard him speak in class, even when other kids teased him. Mr. Mitchell asked for more people to comment, but Tyree stopped listening. He'd had enough. All the talk didn't fix his problems at home. It didn't free Warren or stop Tyree from getting robbed. It didn't keep guys like Jupiter and Londell from messing up his neighborhood. It was all just a waste of time.
Ring!
The bell blasted overhead. Tyree bolted from his desk, eager to leave.
Tyree, can I speak with you a minute?
Mr. Mitchell asked, stopping him before he could reach the door.
Not again, Tyree thought. I don't want to be late, Mr. Mitchell, he said, pretending to care about algebra.
The teacher stared at him. Tyree was sure he saw the marks on his cheek, his swollen lip. There was no way he could hide them.
You okay?
He asked finally.
Yeah, why are you asking?
Tyree grumbled, throwing the question back at him.
Look, I need to get to my next class. I got a quiz today.
Tyree, is there something else going on at home or...
Like what? What you think is going on, Mr. Mitchell?
Tyree snapped, looking at the teacher in his blue button-down shirt, khaki pants, and jungle print tie. Tyree took a step toward the door.
You're not alone, Tyree. There are people to talk to, like I mentioned before.
Just shut up, Mr. Mitchell, he wanted to say. What do you know about anything?
His eyes locked on the stack of papers on the teacher's desk. Tasha's paper was on top. Mr. Mitchell had written the words, "See me," in the corner in red ink.
I don't need to talk to anyone, okay? I just need to get out of here, Tyree blurted.
And go where? Tyree shrugged. Why wouldn't the teacher just leave him alone? I hate to break it to you, Tyree, but there are a lot of places in the world worse than school. I hope you never have to see them. Ask Warren. I know he'd agree with me. Tyree looked up at the mention of his brother.
What you know about him?
I remember him well, Tyree. He was a smart young man with a promising future. The last thing he'd want is for his little brother to end up where he is now. School isn't perfect, but it's the best way to avoid that path. But you gotta do your part, Tyree. I can't do it for you.
Man, whatever, Tyree replied, gently kicking the edge of the desk. Look, Tyree, we don't get to pick the hand we're dealt, but we still have to play our cards, you hear me? You got choices. Every day you're making them, whether you know it or not. Right now you're choosing to fail my class, and you're pushing everyone away. I suggest a different choice. Do your work in here. Talk to someone. Your description of this school isn't right. Not everyone here is mean. Some of them would be friends with you in a second if you let them. The teacher looked at Tyree's cast as he spoke. Find good people and open up to them. For an instant, Tyree imagined school without everyone hating or looking down at him. He couldn't believe that path was open to him. It was for Daryl with his wrestler friends, or maybe even Harold with his grandmother who watched him like a hawk. But not for me, Tyree thought, remembering what Dad had said. Man, you don't get it, Tyree answered, trying to clear the image from his mind. I don't need them. I don't care what they think. I hear you, Tyree. I get it. You don't need anyone, right? He asked, crossing his arms and nodding for a second. But let's be real. How's that working for you? Tyree hated Mr. Mitchell's question. What did he know? He wasn't there on the playground years ago when Tyree was an awkward kid people used to tease. He wasn't there last year when Warren was dragged out or when Dad's anger spread like cancer in the house. He wasn't humiliated at school, robbed on the street, or worried if his brother was okay. He never stood in a misty alley holding a gun to his own head. It was all a tangled knot Tyree couldn't unravel, let alone describe to his teacher. And yet he couldn't shake Mr. Mitchell's question. How's that working for you? Sitting there in the empty classroom, Tyree knew it wasn't working. Not at all. He had no real friends and no one to talk to. The sad truth came crashing down on him in heavy waves. Tyree couldn't stand it. Yo, I'm sorry, Tyree said, trying to mask the pain with a smile. Maybe you help Daryl with what you're saying, but that don't work on me. I ain't like him, okay? Just 'cause you came to my house don't mean nothing. No disrespect, but you don't know jack about me, Mr. Mitchell, Tyree said, clenching his jaw to hide his emotion. Sadness filled his chest until it felt as if it would burst. No one does, he almost added. Overhead, the bell rang and students lined up in the hallway outside the classroom. Tyree took a deep breath and turned away just as Mr. Mitchell handed him a hall pass. It was already filled out with his name and his next class. I might know a bit more than you realize, Mr. Mitchell said. Remember, you got choices, you hear me? It doesn't have to be this way, Tyree. It can change. Tyree crumpled the pass and stormed out, his eyes stinging as he left. After school, Tyree sat in his empty living room. Mr. Mitchell's words kept replaying in his mind. You have choices. Tyree didn't see any. Trying to escape his thoughts, he grabbed the remote and flipped on the TV. Two men fought each other in a cage, kicking and punching as a crowd roared. He pressed the remote. Click. A grainy image showed a bomb crash through the chimney of a building. An instant later, the structure became a fireball. Click. Two women on a talk show were screaming at each other. Suddenly, one stood up, cursed the other, and slapped her face. The audience hooted and cheered.
Tyree switched off the TV, his broken wrist tingling. He wished he could escape the house, just as Lark said, but there was no way out.
He heard the rumble of Dad's truck outside. Quickly, he retreated to his room as the front door unlocked. Tyree heard the familiar slap of his father's keys on the table. Tyree, he called. You here?
Yeah,
he hollered back.
Come here, Dad said. I want to talk to you about something.
Tyree felt his pulse quicken. What if Dad found out that Mom had given him papers to visit Warren? What if Mr. Mitchell called and told him about his falling grades? He braced himself as he walked into the hallway.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
His father was holding a piece of paper. It was Tyree's half-completed application from Fatburger. He had dropped it when he and Dad fought. Tyree shrugged.
You never gave me a chance, he replied.
His father stared at the paper as if the words stung him somehow. You serious about working? It's the first time I ever heard you say you wanted a job. Yeah, I'm serious. I gotta pay back Mom, remember? He replied. He didn't want Dad to know about Lark. But it don't matter. They ain't gonna hire me.
Why not?
He explained what Selma said to him about his broken wrist.
Well, Selma don't know what she's talking about.
Huh? I know the owner over there. Known him for years. Sometimes my crew goes there for lunch. Anyway, your mother and I talked last night, and I called him today. He said he could use help weekends. You want to work? You'll be there at 9:30 next Saturday for training, Dad said.
For real?
Tyree couldn't believe his father's words.
Yeah, Dad nodded. But you're still grounded. This is for work only, and just on Saturdays, you hear? If I see any nonsense from you or your grades slip, we're going to drop this real quick, understand?
Don't worry, Tyree replied, glancing down at his cast.